Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sarah Sadrakula, director of Main Street Washington, about Small Business Week. Small Business Week is underway, and can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in the downtown Washington district right now?
You know, it's business as usual in downtown. We're gearing up for a great summer of activities on the square, and the retailers have lots of new spring merchandise in. So it's really kind of business as usual, I guess is the way to put it.
And can you let us know about some of the recent renovations and rehabilitations that have happened?
We've seen some painting on the square. I know that Adelia's just got a fresh coat of paint. And a lot of the retailers have redone all their window displays recently. Not a lot of major building rehab. Art Domestique obviously did a full renovation of the building in the last year. And we've got the Night Suites expansion going on above Cafe Dodici.
And can you let us know how the progress is going at the movie theater?
You know, they are very close to being done. Last I heard, we're waiting on the wrap for the marquee. So the marquee is the last piece, and it's fabricated, but there was some issues with the structure of it that they had to fix before it could go up. So I think that's pretty close to being done, and then the wrap will go up and all the electrical work, and we should have a brand new marquee.
That's exciting.
It is really exciting.
And since you've been in Washington, mm-hmm. with Main Street Washington, have you seen quite a bit of progress?
I think so. I think our small businesses are doing better and better every year. I think we've had a lot of success with our Washington Incentive Grant Funds, and that has been a really great tool for Main Street to use to help people renovate their buildings, as well as business owners to kind of get that extra oomph to go ahead and do that project.
And have you had a low vacancy in the downtown district?
We have an extremely low vacancy rate. That's the one thing that I hear when Main Street Iowa staff comes all the time is like, man, you just don't have space, a ton of space for people to rent. And that's true. When a space opens up on the square, it fills up pretty fast. There are some spaces obviously off the square that I would love to see filled and rented. And that's always an option for a small business owner.
We've talked about this around the holiday time, mm-hmm. but what kind of impact does buying local have?
You know, I think the number one thing is, and people have to remember this, is these people live in your community. They are local residents who support your schools, they support your local government, and the community at large. I mean, every business owner in downtown and across Washington supports local nonprofits doing charity events or fundraisers, and they work extremely long hours to be there for you as a customer. So making sure that you consider shopping local first when you have a special event, a birthday, a Christmas, anniversary, instead of instantly turning to the highway and going north. So I think that's my biggest thing to say is that, you know, remember to think about your local business before you think about anybody else.
And would you say there are some Mother's Day gifts downtown?
Absolutely. There's a lot of Mother's Day gifts in downtown.
Great. So people just need to take a walk around the square.
Absolutely.
You have a workshop coming up this fall.
We do. Yeah. Main Street. Because we have these 4 points, we kind of have a wide focus on different things. Our design committee is hosting a 3-day intensive window boot camp. Basically, we're bringing in preservation specialist Bob Yap from Missouri. He has a preservation school in Hannibal, and he is going to be teaching 12 students how to construct a old wood window from scratch. Restore a window and bring it back up to energy efficiency standards. An old window is just as energy efficient as a replacement window if you know how to fix it properly. So it starts on Friday, September 25th, and goes through Sunday, the 27th, and it is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. So it's pretty intensive, but it'll be a great opportunity for homeowners in our community who have old windows that are interested in restoring, local contractors who are looking to learn how to do that, as well as other community members. We already have some regional signups from other preservation groups across the state. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
And if somebody's interested in that, how do they register?
You go to our website. It's mainstreetwashington.org/BobYap, BobYapp.
All right. And you mentioned the 4 points for Main Street. Mm-hmm. Can you let our listeners know about those?
Sure. Main Street Washington has 4 guiding principles that also make up our committees. So we have a design committee that works with our historic preservation and our building specialists. We have our organization, which does our volunteer and fundraising. We have our promotions committee that does all of our special events, our holiday snow, Celebrate Washington, etc. And then we have our economic restructuring committee, which is basically our business support community and committee. They go around and they're doing market analysis. They're making sure that any vacant spaces are noted to me so that I know to help people fill them. And that's a big part of what we do.
Great. And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners about Small Business Week?
You know, National Small Business Week is a great way to highlight your small businesses, but it's 1 week out of the year, and I'd love people to think about them every week of the year.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Sarah Cedracula, Director of Main Street, Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.